With a federal infrastructure bill making its way through both houses of Congress, it's finally infrastructure week, for real, on the Capitol Press Room, where we're trying to understand what the $1 trillion package means for New York. And to do that, we're checking in again with Mike Elmendorf, President and CEO of the Associated General Contractors of New York State. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Good morning, David. Good to be back with you, especially when we've got something real and good to talk about, right?
Well, yeah, let's start by talking about some context. How often does a federal infrastructure bill of the size and scope of the one that has now made its way through Congress actually happen?
Not often. I mean, really, this is historic. I mean, you've got people talking about this, you know, in the context of comparing it to the movement for the Eisenhower Interstate System. Mm-hmm. It's that big of a deal. I mean, we get surface transportation bills. Not highway bills, as they're known, not as often as we should. You know, we limp along with, short-term reauthorizations. This bill actually reauthorizes that whole program and then does some more. But in terms of this sort of broad, sweeping investment in a whole range of infrastructure, it is certainly not a common event. And I think it's, you know, the word historic gets thrown around a lot, but I think it applies here to this package. It's a big deal for the country, and it is a really big deal for New York, which stands to benefit very, very much from this legislation.
There was some bipartisan support for this bill. I think there were four of New York's Republicans, members of the congressional delegation, who actually backed this bill. So is that an indicator to you that we might have infrastructure bills on a more regular basis in the future? Is there any sort of consensus that this is a bipartisan issue that people can get their heads around in the future?
I mean, infrastructure has always been, at least maybe for some until recent history, a bipartisan issue. It is a bipartisan bill. I mean, this is the result of work in the United States Senate by Democrats and Republicans, which, you know, we can remember a time where that's how government is supposed to work. There's elections. People get elected. It's not always people who all agree with each other, but they get to work and they get things done for the country, the state, the town, whatever it might be. That's what the U.S. Senate did. And it was a bill that was supported in the Senate by 19 Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, who is the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. And in the House, it was supported by 13 Republicans, four of whom are from New York, John Katko from Syracuse, who played a very important role in this bill as one of the leaders of the problem solvers, as well as Congressman Tom Reed, who's part of that group, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis from New York City, and Congressman Andrew Garbarino from Long Island. They did the right thing for New York and America by voting for this bill. They're getting beat up by people in their own party now, which is crazy. There's some people talking about trying to strip Republicans who voted for a good bill, which, by the way, if Donald Trump had been able to get it done, he would have signed with fanfare of their committee assignments. It's just, it's a very strange time in American politics. But setting all that aside, this is a very good bill for New York that is going to create a lot of jobs, help drive economic recovery, and help rebuild and improve a broad range of infrastructure.
Do you have any sense of when dollars are actually going to start flowing to states and municipalities?
So there's a bunch of different sort of buckets here, right, if you will. I mean, one, you know, and some of these programs are, a lot of it's new. Some of them are competitive grant programs, so I think it's a little tricky to put a real dollar figure. I've seen, you know, the $170 billion figure, certainly north of $100 billion that we're getting, probably closer to $170. You know, some of the stuff that was formulaic, like, for example, the federal highway program, the federal aid that the Department of Transportation gets. And, you know, we can know to the cent what they're getting, and it's a huge increase. It's an increase of over $4.6 billion or 52% of federal aid based on where we were before to New York State DOT. That's a huge deal, and that is clearly going to have big implications for the budget process that is beginning in earnest now in Albany. You know, we've been expecting that the state would adopt a multi-year capital program for DOT. We've been limping along on short-term programs because there has been an uncertainty of federal funding. We've needed to reauthorize the federal highway program. It's not only reauthorized, we know what the funding is going to be, and it is an historic increase. And so we think this is a moment where DOT can shift out of where they've been, which is in what they call preservation mode, or to the layman, scotch tape and paint mode, right, where we're patching things up and sort of triaging our assets because there's not enough money to do what needs to really be done, to really getting back into reconstruction. And that's what, you know, what we're going to be looking for in the DOT program. The other areas, you know, there's a huge amount of investment in environmental and drinking water infrastructure. You know, that rolls out in different ways. Some of these things I think will take a little longer to realize. But, you know, certainly at the onset, the impact for the DOT capital program is something I think we're going to see the results of in the next budget.
Yeah, from your perspective as the voice of the building and heavy highway construction industry, is the most important part of this package, this reportedly $170 billion that are coming to New York, the money that's going to highways and bridges, or is there another component of this that you think is just as important for you and your members?
It's all important. Our members do basically everything except building single-family homes. So, clearly the highway program is a big part of this, and that's one of the areas on which there's the most immediate clarity. But you've got nearly $1 billion coming to New York State to improve airports. Big numbers downstate, obviously, with, for JFK and LaGuardia, you're talking about, I think it's like $150
For
million
LaGuardia,
dollars for LaGuardia, almost $300 million for JFK.
yeah.
But, you've got upstate airports like Albany Airport right next to my office here that's getting north of $20 million for additional improvements. And there's already been a lot going on at a number of those airports. So that's going to create, both heavy civil and building work for the industry as those facilities are improved and expanded, modernized. The water infrastructure. It's huge. That is both, one presumes, assets in the ground. We've got a lot of old pipes. You go to New York City, you go to cities like Albany, you've got pipes that should be in a museum, not carrying your drinking water. It's the same across the state. Syracuse is problems with the with water infrastructure have been epic. So that's not only digging up the ground, putting in new pipes. When you do that, presumably you're rebuilding the road if you're doing it in a smart, holistic way, and also improving, clean water facilities. So there's a lot of work here that's going to come. There's utility work, resiliency work. There's, broadband expansion. There's building out an electric vehicle charging network. The state is making a very aggressive push. We have some questions about how some of that's going to work for electric vehicles. But it doesn't work at all if you can't charge those things, right? And if you can't fast charge them. And so there's significant resources here for the state to start building out that infrastructure. It's a lot of different things. All of it's going to create jobs. And the interesting thing now is our issue for a long time has been there's not enough money to do the things that need to be done. Now there's a lot of money. The question now is going to be, are there enough people to do what needs to be done? We now really need to focus on workforce, both for the industry, on the private side, the contractors in the industry that will help deliver these projects, and the public side, because a lot of this is going to be public work, and there's been a real drain of people and experience in a number of these agencies. They've got to staff up too. We've got to be ready to deliver these projects and have them have the positive economic benefit that is the intent of this bill.
For listeners who are just joining us, we're speaking with Mike Elmendorf, President and CEO of the Associated General Contractors of New York State. You talked about how some of this money is distributed by a formula and some of it's going to be competitive grants. How specific is this legislation in terms of how money destined for New York is going to be spent, or I guess where it will be spent? Because you talked about some specific dollar amounts for some airports. Do we know whether there's still going to be some ambiguity about where some money is going and what types of projects will get funded?
Yeah, the answer is both, right? I mean, so on one hand, you've got the Federal Highway Program that goes to DOT. DOT has plans in place. There's also dollars that flow to locals for what they're going to do. And so that kind of gets parceled out through a capital plan and a planning process that they have in place. You look at the airport funding here, that is sort of lined out for specific airports. Some of the other funding is going to be, and I think, for example, if I'm not mistaken, the broadband piece works this way. Some of it's going to be a competitive grant process. So the amount that a state gets may vary. So there's a bunch of, frankly, relatively new programs in this that I think folks are still in the process of figuring out. I mean, the bill is not new. It's been kicking around since summertime when the Senate was finishing their work on it. But one never knows what the final product is going to be here, right? Whether they're going to go back to the drawing board, because we've seen a lot of that. So I think on some of these newer programs, there's going to be a learning curve with figuring out exactly how it works, how the funding is accessed. Folks are looking at that now. Like I said, some of the increased funding to existing funding mechanisms like the Federal Highway Program, that's pretty straightforward. And, relatively quickly, DOT was aware of what they were going to be getting.
Well, if I'm an ordinary New Yorker and I want to try to steer money to my community, should I be reaching out to my member of Congress? Should I be talking to my member of the state legislature? Should I give Kathy Hochul a call? Who's going to be steering the outstanding funds that don't necessarily have a home yet?
I think, again, it's going to depend on the program. I think, local governments are going to play a role in this. Clearly the state agencies, the governor are going to play a role in it. There's talk about earmarks, right? Became a dirty word in Washington, but I don't think that members of Congress are going to be without a voice in some of this. But the reality is every community in New York is going to see benefits from this bill. You know, one of the other areas that we haven't talked about yet is the record investments being made in passenger rail and the Northeast Corridor in particular. Yeah. You know, for folks that rely on Amtrak, particularly to get from Albany to New York City, I remember the first train trip I took to New York City when I was probably about 4 years old back in the 70s to go to Madison Square Garden, and the train I take now looks an awful lot like that train that I took when I was a little kid, because the stuff is old, as everybody knows. The rolling stock is old. The rail, the signaling, the whole system is old, and that's the busiest stretch of a track that Amtrak has in the country. And there is huge investments being made for Amtrak. You know, I think it's 40-something billion dollars. There's funding for the Gateway Tunnel in New York City, which is a huge piece of that, and that's a very old, rickety asset that if it were to fail, it would literally grind New York City and the tri-state area to a halt. So there's lots of stuff here, no matter where you're at, that's going to have an impact in your community.
This is a very big, expensive bill, but not as expansive or as expensive as some on the left wanted to see. Do you think members of Congress missed an opportunity to go even bigger with their investment? Is there anything, you know, missing from this bill that you would have liked to see?
I mean, any day of the week, $1.3 trillion, which I think is what this thing weighs in at, is a lot of money. You know, you have some that are saying it's too much, but, you know, if I remember correctly, the prior president was talking about an infrastructure bill at various times of anywhere between one, two, and I think at various points, even maybe $3 trillion. There's been some real myths out there about what's in the bill. You've got people that are maintaining that it's not really an infrastructure bill. There's all sorts of other stuff in there. You know, now there are some who, when they think of infrastructure, they think of roads and bridges and, you know, maybe environmental infrastructure. There are other things in here. But at its core, this is an infrastructure bill. And investing in infrastructure is a proven job creator. There's no question about it. We know it. It works. You know, it supports direct jobs. It supports jobs in the supply chain. And then the new infrastructure you build supports an economy that operates in that community. If your infrastructure is falling apart, whether it's your roads, your bridges, your utilities, your water infrastructure, becomes one more reason why people don't want to locate jobs or facilities in that area. So this will have long-term positive economic impacts. It is, you know, at the end of the day, the other thing here is investing in infrastructure is one of the core functions of government. Going back centuries, it's what governments have done. So this is not new. I think anybody could sit down and argue, well, I wish it had this, that, and the other thing. This is a very broad bill. It's going to create a lot of investment. It's going to create a lot of work. It's going to create a lot of jobs, and it's going to create a lot of positive economic impact. And I think that's what we should stay focused on.
Well, we've been speaking with Mike Elmendorf. He's the president and CEO of the Associated General Contractors of New York State. Mike, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Take care.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.